I'm afraid there might be laws against that.
What can I sell?
You could sell anything. Well, almost anything.
Almost anything, of course. But, you know, you can buy, sell, trade, give away about anything except old mattresses, firearms, prepared food items, things like that. It's all common sense stuff, Ralph.
What day is the show?
Wednesday, about 11:15.
Please don't say it that day. Just don't.
Of course, exclusively on AM 1400 KBLJ. But you, if anyone, should know that.
Call Pat at 384-2345. Clean out your closets. Sell your stuff. You people have too much stuff.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hey, and a good morning. It is Tuesday. It's the 1st of December as we start the final month of 2020. Is that a good thing?
I think it is.
I think it is. Lauren Adams in with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren, the past few weeks, we've been talking about a lot of things, you know, crops, crop rotations, soil, that type of thing. A little different topic here today, and it's something that a lot of folks, I think, that have a home and have a lawn might be interested in hearing. Because you brought with you Dylan Pike, who is a former employee of the Denver Broncos, who knows a little bit about turf, it sounds like. So
Well, since I started at Arkansas Valley Seed, Dylan Pike here, my man, has been a great resource for me to learn about turf and how it, you know, functions in different climates, different environments, different growing conditions. And, you know, prior to doing this, I'm sure I'm like a lot of the people out here in our listening audience that just grass seed is grass seed, right? I mean, there might be, you've heard rye, fescue, maybe bluegrass, and thinking, well, what is, I don't know, it's all the same.
Yeah, seed is not seed. That's right.
It is not all the same.
And we'll mention that. You know, I don't know if folks are aware of what Arkansas Valley Seeds actually does. I mean, of course, you have your crop seeds and different things like that, but you also specialize in turf seeding as well, and grass seeding, and anything from rangeland to your lawn, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we have our own line of grass seed called Vitality, and they're different blends that are used for different purposes, and and Dylan is the man. He's the guy that he's our turf grass expert. That's actually his job title, I think.
I like to think so.
Yeah. And we want to talk a little bit about lawns today and talk with Dylan about, you know, right now it's wintertime. What do you do for your lawn in the wintertime? Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's some stuff you can do to help make sure that you have a great lawn. So, but before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want to introduce Dylan Pike to the listening audience. Dylan comes to us from the Denver Broncos.
He's,
I know I'm very interested in hearing that backstory a little bit. And how did you end up with to be here with this great company?
Yeah. So it all began up at CSU, great university up there in Fort Collins. I got a degree in food crop production, and then another degree in turf management.
Right.
And one of the requirements as a CSU student is you have to do a summer internship program. And I was walking down the hall one day and looking at the bulletin board, and I saw a flyer there for the Denver Broncos. And I figured, you know, why not throw my name in the hat? So I actually got a little lucky and was hired, got my foot in the door there, and worked my way up from their internship program to the landscape seasonal to assistant landscape manager, then to the sports field manager at the practice facility. I was there for about 4 or 5 years, and then a position opened up at the stadium, the sports turf manager up there, and I had worked with them and for them for a while, knew those guys very well, and took over up there as the sports turf manager, and was there for another 4 or 5 years. It's hard in football to keep track of the seasons, but I did about 9, 10 plus years for the Broncos.
I understand you were there during a championship season also.
I was there during actually a very sad championship season, the AFC championship, and then we lost in the Super Bowl, and then the following year I was there when we became world champs, and such a great organization. I was there at the Super Bowl, sitting in the seats and all that kind of stuff.
And so, he's saying, too, he has a ring. Yes. As an employee, he has a ring.
I was lucky enough. Yes. Like I said, the organization's incredible. 1,100 employees got rings.
Wow,
so I
fantastic.
Was lucky enough to be one of them.
Yeah, well, don't let that diminish the value of what you have, because I think that's pretty special. And I'm not even a football fan. Never have. I'm a band geek.
Oh, there you go.
Move on a little bit to about what you do here. Now, I know I've talked to you and had several conversations about things to add for cover crops and that sort of stuff. So you obviously have a lot of knowledge that I don't have when it comes to that. And that's kind of what I kind of do more of than the turf grass. But but the turf grass is a significant part of our business.
Oh, yeah.
And we reach out to golf courses, municipalities. We do reclamation projects that we work with different organizations for those reclamations for oil field or for road construction and these types of things that require certain seed blends and stuff. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about, you know, how you go about designing those seed blends and adding those things in.
So every situation's different. And like Lauren mentioned, Vitality is our brand. And we probably have 8 or 9 different stock Vitality turf grass blends that are used for different situations. You know, one part of your lawn can be full sun, get a lot of water, and the other part can be full shade and not a lot of water.
I have that exact situation in my lawn.
So, and different turf species will thrive in those areas. People think, I have a bluegrass lawn. And, you know, they have bluegrass in that lawn, but if it's a 5-10-year-old lawn, that is not 100% bluegrass anymore. And they don't like to hear that, but from wind blowing, from other lawns, from birds dropping seed, all that kind of stuff, you walk into the most healthy home lawn and sports field. Sports field's a little different, but home lawn, I could pick out 8 to 10 probably different species in there.
Don't go into my yard.
Some good and some bad. So
now, is that a good thing? Maybe.
Yes, absolutely. So a big thing with turf is any plant can be a weed. The definition, or what I like to think the definition of a weed, is a misplaced plant. So a crabgrass would be a weed in a bluegrass lawn.
Right.
Or if you don't like fescue, that could be a weed too because of how it looks.
Right.
But diversity in lawns is your biggest help. And it'll help control weeds. Mm-hmm. It'll lower your inputs. It'll make a fuller, more dense lawn.
Because you have the different species growing together.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Monoculture is not good.
It doesn't work in agriculture either.
Now, a sports field, is that monoculture, if you will, pretty much? Or
it's more...
I know it's a completely different animal than what you have out there in your front yard. Yes.
Yeah, it is, but it's not a monoculture. Mm-hmm. Lots of times, so for instance, with the Broncos, we start with 100% bluegrass. Bluegrass has a slower germination rate. Mm-hmm. So we come in with ryegrass and overseed with ryegrass because we can get that up.
Yeah.
And in the wear and tear areas between the hashes, that kind of stuff. So no, it is not a monoculture, but it's not as diverse as a home lawn.
Right.
But we also
have... It's more controlled too.
Correct. Yes. We have a lot more control over it. Irrigation systems, field soil heating systems.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I would have never thought that you would heat the soil.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
So that's how
sports fields... One way they keep snow off of it.
I guess it would.
Correct. Correct.
So it probably works like the heated driveway thing.
It does.
Well, tell us a little more about that. That's interesting.
Only up to a point it'll melt snow. I wish it would melt more. But how the heating system works is it's a hydroponic. There's electric, but the newer systems are hydroponic. So it is hot water running through pipes at about 10 inches below the soil. The water comes out of a boiler at about 180 degrees, goes through a completely closed system, so you're not using any water, and comes back into the boiler at about 80 degrees.
It would be like baseboard heat of the day, and there are still some homes like that,
Exactly.
Right.
And that
boiler
is why...
Boiler-fed baseboard heat.
Why... Those fields never go dormant. You will never see a sports field with a heating system.
Makes sense. How is that grass green and it's the middle of December?
Exactly. So that shortens the lifespan of the grass, but also You know, when I'd get a foot of snow on a game day, plow the field off, and it's still green and growing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. All right.
That's neat.
Very good. Dylan Pike with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds here on A Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Good guest brought in by Lauren here today.
Yes, all right. Well, I want to give a quick little announcement. We need some help from the listening audience.
Okay.
We need to know if you're listening. And, yes. you know, this isn't exactly free. It's not because it costs as much, and we're glad to do it. But, you know, here in a little while, I'm going to need to explain why we're doing this. So I'd love to encourage our listening audience to go to our website, which is avseeds.com, /growingtogether. And just let us know you're listening and that you're there and that's something that you'd like us to continue doing. Sure, would love to have any comments. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You can actually call us in here at the radio station.
Well, actually, right now, yes, you can. Lines are open if you'd like to join in on a conversation right here on grass. And this is something that, you know, should interest, you know, residential homeowners right there. Yeah. Everybody's got a lawn almost.
And if you got that lawn heating system, you might call in and ask
there,
to go in.
There you go, yeah. 384-2345 if you'd like to join that conversation with Dylan Pike of Arkansas Valley Seeds, 384-2345.
Great, I sure appreciate that. Any input we can get from the listening audience would be great and help us along with the show and providing the information that we have here as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture. And again, want to thank you, Dylan, for joining us here. Now,
of course.
When it comes to the different seed blends, now let's talk a little bit about why you would need a different seed blend for a shady area as opposed to a sunny area, and maybe some of the blends that we carry here at Arkansas Valley Seeds that might accommodate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So bluegrass and ryegrass are kind of the go-to in a home lawn industry, but those necessarily don't like shade very much. Mm-hmm. So lots of times under pine trees, or even deciduous trees, those bluegrasses and ryegrasses won't do so well. So that's where you would go with a fescue. And honestly, with the Vitality brand, I think our Playground mix is one of the most bulletproof mixes out there.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our top sellers.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a combination of bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue. So that'll work well in the sun. That'll work well in the shade. That'll be very drought tolerant. And if you want to have the nicest lawn on the block, you keep a little extra water on it, and it'll look dark green and look great. Mm-hmm. You know, and we also have, you know, stuff for just shady areas. We call it premium shade. Or we have, you know, if you have all the water in the world and you want a really nice bluegrass lawn, we got the Blue Valley blend, which is actually some of the varieties that I used to use at the Broncos. So at Arkansas Valley Seed, we really, you know, we focus on giving you the best seed possible. The other thing that is really nice that sets us apart from the Home Depots of the world and stuff like that is if you look at our seed label, you'll see that we're 99% weed free. That is much different than other seed companies around. So the quality of our seed is standalone in the industry. We're also tailored for the Rocky Mountain regions. So these blends that we stock are all varieties and grasses types that will work well in the Rocky Mountain region and beyond, but they're very tailored for, you know, the Rocky Mountain region.
All right, Dylan Pike with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds, Lauren Adams as well. We do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to ask that caller to hang on there for just a moment. We'll take our first break and come back with that caller in just a bit. We're talking turf grass here today on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plant for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
If you're considering a different career path, then you'll want to take advantage of this new employment opportunity. Fort Lyon will soon host a workforce development program funded in part by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's called the Small Business Incubator, and it's open to anyone. If you'd like to pursue a new career, call the Bent County Development Foundation at 719-456-0452 and ask about the Southeast Colorado Small Business Incubator. That's 719-456-0452. A new start is just around the corner.
Hey, it's Ann, and let's get serious, just a little serious, just for a small moment. I've been covering the news for a while now, and in the last couple of months, I've noticed the use of a word, a term, that seemed a little, I'm not sure, seemed a little not right, not all the way right. Social distancing. It means keeping a physical distance from somebody, so shouldn't we have just maybe said physical distance? Mental health experts have agreed.
It was sort of unfortunate that we all so readily landed on calling it social distancing. That's not what we need. We need the opposite of social distancing. What we need is physical distancing and social togetherness.
We are social beings. We love our family. We love our friends. We love time together. And while this is difficult, we are here, hopefully, making that a little bit better for you, covering the news that you need. And Pat will do what Pat has always done, and we'll be here for you. And while physically distanced, we're socially together. Thank you for trusting AM 1400 KBLJ.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams and Dylan Pike from Ark Valley Seeds with us. I'm going to steal your thunder for just a moment. Because if folks haven't heard yet, we have our Christmas cash giveaway going again this year here on AM 1400 KBLJ. Over on Big Country, they have already given somebody $50 today. $50, a crispy $50 bill. How about that? And all you have to do is listen for our Christmas cash sounder, which will be coming up here on KBLJ sometime before 1 today. Okay. Sometime between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm not going to do what Marty did. Marty did like the, or Aaron did. It was during Aaron's shift. 10th caller. I'm not going to, no. Just the third caller here. That's all we need. When you hear that Christmas cash sounder, and you will know it, it has jingle bells and Santa Claus and all that in it. Call in. You'll get $50. We got like about 3 weeks of this to do. We're all set. And our sponsor today, Ford, of course, Dr. Vance Cole up at Lahana Chiropractic at 2217 San Juan. So there you go. That's what's going on with that today. And that Christmas cash sounder, I can't get the words out, will be coming up. We are talking turf here with Dylan Pike and Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. And we have a caller on the line, so we're going to go right to the telephone here. Great. She had a question concerning. Awesome. So good morning, and you're live with us here on Growing Together. What can we do for you? What's your question today?
Well, hi. I have a strange question because I like something that everybody else is trying to get rid of. Okay, so I have a mostly fescue lawn surrounded by farms.
Awesome.
Okay, and you can imagine that eventually I get patches of crabgrass.
Yep.
And once it's established, the crabgrass doesn't take much water. It doesn't require mowing quite as often.
Nope.
It's a nice color of green,
yep.
And I'm thinking, boy, I want more crabgrass and less fescue.
Okay.
Is crabgrass something that that you guys sell seed for? Is it possible to seed it?
Unfortunately, Arkansas Valley Seed does not sell crabgrass. But what I can recommend, if you'd like that crabgrass to spread, is lower your fertilization program. Crabgrass does not need a lot of fertilization. It likes low nitrogen and all that kind of stuff. So quit fertilizing your lawn, and the crabgrass should take over that fescue in about a year.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't need a lot of mowing. It doesn't need a lot of water. It doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. Why doesn't everybody like it?
Because they don't like the way it looks, the thicker blade and the coarseness of the blade.
Right, the coarseness and the way it lays flat almost rather than stand up like many traditional grasses.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, okay, well, thank you for the suggestion.
Okay, very
absolutely.
Good.
Hey, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for the call.
That was a very good question.
Yeah, it was. And that's a little bit different than you might usually expect, you know, because people spend gobs of money trying to get rid of crabgrass out of their lawns.
Absolutely. Yes. You can't kill it. You got to dig it out.
You've got to dig it out. I know that they have these, you know, fertilizers that have the crabgrass preventer, they say, mixed in and stuff like that. I don't. I've never had any luck with any of that stuff.
Crabgrass has a mind of its own. It's not easy to get rid of. But if you like it, it'll take over.
It will. Yes, it definitely will.
I was surprised to learn that people, when I first got into the seed business here, that people really like Bermuda grass, and they want that stuff bad.
A lot of people, and, I think, out here like Bermuda, and we'll let Dylan address this, is because one thing my neighbor has that we have some other, you know, neighbors that have it, friends and whatnot. It's the last to green and the first to brown, I think, anyway.
Yep.
But it really, it's pretty drought tolerant, is it not? Is that why people like it?
Very, very drought tolerant.
And it's thick, too. It is spreads. Thick.
It's determined.
And it takes the wear and tear. You know, if you have big dogs or kids playing football out there or anything like that, it'll take the wear and tear.
Yes.
And it. You could give it just a sprinkle of water, and it seems to do just fine.
And it will creep over and take over your neighbor's bluegrass fescue and Rylon. Don't ask me how
Sounds like experience.
It's great, though. You know, my policy right now is if it's green, mow it.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty much it.
The one thing about Bermuda grass is it's a tricky one to get established.
Is it?
From
I know
seed,
a lot of people do it from turf, don't they?
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of the times it's sod.
From sod, yes.
Yeah. For some reason, the seed is just a little – our growing season doesn't seem to get long enough to get it established.
To get it to germinate properly.
But in Colorado, with our springs nowadays, sometimes we'll have those 60, 70s in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
For weeks at a time. So plant it early if you're trying to get Bermuda established.
To go. Yeah. What is, if you're planting from seed, what is the best time of year really to plant? I've heard spring, late spring. Other people have said, well, plant right before winter and let it soak up all the snow and stuff.
In my opinion, either is great. But what I would recommend, if you're starting from scratch, I would do a fall seeding and even a dormant winter seeding. That's going to give...
Like on top of your fall seeding?
Correct.
Okay.
In those situations, you can't throw too much seed when it comes to turf grass. When
you're talking about like during the winter.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So I would do a fall seeding, and then I would do a winter, and then I'd do a spring. The good thing about those dormant seedings in the fall and the winter is it takes advantage of all that spring snow or winter snow and moisture that we get, and then you'll get a head start on the spring.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as those soil temperatures start to warm up and that seed becomes happy, you're going to start seeing germination. It'll give you better competition with weeds, so you'll have better weed control and all that kind of stuff.
Doesn't that aid in the seed-to-soil contact of the germinating seed as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that is
huge. Keep that dirt on that seed.
Yep, that's the biggest thing. Good point, Lauren, is seed-to-soil contact. As much seed-to-soil contact as you have, the better chance you'll get. And I want to correct myself. You can't throw too much seed if you have a sprinkler system.
Okay.
You need some water on
that. Yes, indeed. All right. Dylan Pike with us and Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. You can join the conversation if you'd like. Interesting question we had there a bit ago. 384-2345. Go ahead and ring us up. I know we're talking about seed and things like that. We'll get into this too with a sod, if you will. But you can't just take a bunch of seed and throw it on the ground and expect to get a lawn out of the deal, can you? I mean, there's a lot of there's soil prep that goes on. So kind of take us through that a little bit.
It all starts with the soil.
If somebody is starting with, say, an old existing lawn as compared to bare ground on a new construction or something like that, what's the difference in that?
So as you mentioned, the Huck seed and hope doesn't really work out. So you have to have some prep.
I'll speak from experience on that too.
So if you were to have, you know, somewhat of a patchy lawn or just some lawn that you'd like to renovate, what I would recommend doing is going through and if you're okay with using chemicals, spray that lawn. Kill it.
You're talking kill it off completely.
Kill it off completely. And then you're going to take...
Don't use a long-term kill, something that'll kill it quickly.
What product would you recommend to do that?
I would recommend... you can buy anything from Home Depot. Just make sure you read the label.
Right.
There's a soil interval in there that chemical... A common Roundup, a 2,4-D, it will last in the soil about a week. So
before you can replant.
Correct.
That's one thing you look for, and that will be on the label on the bottom.
Yes, soil interval.
Yep, soil residual interval, something like that.
Because you're looking to come back and plant, so you don't want anything that's going to be residual for a long time.
And then you don't want anything with a pre-emergent herbicide in there.
Okay.
A pre-emergent will not allow that seed. to germinate. And then you'll be throwing seed and wasting your money. So after you kill it off, I'd recommend, you have a lot of organic material from that grass that was already there. I'd recommend tilling it in anywhere between 2 and 4 inches.
Okay.
2 and 4 inches, you'll get, you know, a good soft soil seed bed for that seed to go. And then you're ready to throw seed.
If you wouldn't recommend adding other amendments like mulch or...
You absolutely can. I would recommend doing more of the biological feeders. We do carry a product called Biosol, which is a 100% organic fertilizer / soil conditioner. And that feeds the biologicals in the soil. I'm sure you've heard on this show that soil is a living organism. And there is tons of organisms in there that are beneficial to planting seed.
I heard Ray Archuleta, a famous kind of guy from the NRCS, said recently that a teaspoon of healthy soil has more living organisms on it than every human being on the planet.
Absolutely. Yes. I believe it. I believe it.
And so when you're spraying those pesticides and things out there, imagine the damage you might be doing to those.
And that's what you want to put back into the soil.
All right.
Because they will regrow themselves, but adding something organic, Biosol, Humates, or Mycorrhiza are all great organic elements to
soil.
These
are all components that are necessary to break down nutrients so that that nutrients is available to the root of the grass plant.
That is correct.
You can't just throw the grass plant on there without having that biological activity to convert it.
That's why
biology is important in that soil.
Absolutely.
More on soil prep for your lawn. We'll talk a little more about that and who knows what else. And we'll take your call too. We'll have enough time for a call or two if you'd like. 384-2345. We are talking soil today. Well, soil right now. But soil about your lawn. We're planting a new or refurbished lawns. That's right. We'll be right back to do more of that. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk.
Thanks for joining
AM 1400 at KBLJ. You bet. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, a generally dry frontal system will push through southeast Colorado today and bring northerly breezes and temperatures 8 to 12 degrees cooler than Monday. Then a low-pressure system is expected to develop over northern Texas tonight and bring areas of light snow to our area Wednesday and Wednesday night as it moves east into Oklahoma. Snowfall should be only an inch or less, so impacts on livestock and farm-to-market transport should be low, and not much relief for the drought either. Look for high pressure to prevail the rest of this week into next week with dry conditions and temperatures averaging 3 to 5 degrees above normal. The Colorado Mesonet soil temperatures are in the mid and upper 30s and will likely drop slightly until warming again late this week. Yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center updated the December outlook and continues to call for warmer and drier than normal, which again won't help with the severe to extreme drought conditions. Storm systems will continue to be deflected well away from the central high plains or weakened when they try to approach the area. For this past month, November temperatures averaged 4 to 7 degrees above normal, and precipitation was mainly less than a quarter inch. Heavier amounts of a third to half inch were measured north of La Junta and in the Ordway area. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, Southeast Colorado. It's Trent Luce of Rural Routes Radio. I'm happy to say that thanks to KBLJ, you and I can have a cup of coffee together every weekday morning at 9 a.m. We discuss the issues between rural and urban America, often tackling the issues that nobody else wants to talk about. So I'm looking forward to your feedback, your participation down the dusty trail. It's Rural Rock Radio, 9 a.m. right here. See you then.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Pat McGee right here in this chair, driving the car, as Lauren says.
That's right.
That's Lauren Adams across the way, and Dylan Pike, they're a turf specialist with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Okay, we were talking about soil prep. I know I kind of stole the thunder from Lauren over here, but I think that's often an overlooked thing in planting
Absolutely.
A lawn. I learned the hard way.
Yep.
Yes.
It all starts with the soil.
Right. We were talking about tilling and things like that, and additional things that you can put into the soil to for nutrients and whatnot.
Yep.
Okay, you've got it all tilled up. You have that stuff in it. Now what do you do?
So now that we have all the biologicals and everything tilled up, soil prep, I'd recommend a starter fertilizer. This fertilizer will be 100% or 100% slow release nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want quick release nitrogen. It'll burn up your seeds
right.
And they will not survive.
Mm-hmm.
So you can throw that right on top of the seed before or after, and you are ready to throw down the seed. The different types of turf grasses have different application rates because of the size of seed. You can look that up online or give me or Lauren a call. We'll definitely help you out with application rates. It's on our website, too.
Right. We've got great instructions on the packages as well.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll walk you through it, no problem.
And you can, if you have a spreader, a walk behind and over the shoulder, all that kind of stuff, you're ready to walk across that lawn and get that seed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I would recommend if you can rake it in. Like we've mentioned, soil seed contact is the biggest thing you can do.
What about rolling it? I've seen people
Absolutely.
With big rollers. Okay.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Or send your big dog or little kids out there just to stomp it all in, and that'll work out too.
So you'd recommend raking it and then rolling it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you rake it, now you've got that seed to soil contact, and then when you roll it, then you're kind of compressing that so that it
then
doesn't
you really
just
have the contact, and it doesn't
wash
go
away with
right.
the sprinkler.
Yep. And it'll protect it from all those critters too.
Now I've also had people say on a freshly seeded lawn, okay, is that really if you do have a regular sprinkler system, it's going to wash things away because it is putting too much water on too fast, and that you should do longer periods of hand watering with some kind of a fine mist for a while until it starts to sprout.
So, yes, you are correct. You can do hand watering, but the big thing is with this, you don't want standing water. You will drown the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So, just keep that top 2 inches of soil moist. The finger test is a good one. Stick your finger in the ground, and if it feels wet, you don't need any water.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't, throw some water
Pretty
on
simple,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as far as sprinklers goes, you want to do shorter bursts so you aren't washing away that seed. So I recommend anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes twice a day.
Oh, okay.
So
this is for fresh seed, of
course. This is for fresh seed all the way into the first mowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it does require a lot of water. Well, not even a lot of water. You'll be throwing the same amount of water when you're watering twice, 3 times a week at heavy intervals once that lawn's established.
I get customers that ask about spreading straw over the seed to maybe help with some of the wind and water erosion that might take place.
Yep.
And
I've seen people do the same thing with the big cubes of peat you can buy, type of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to get it too much more than a quarter of an inch depth on there, because you got to think about that little tiny seed germinates, and it's got to reach that sunlight before it can take off on its own.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to think about there. But, yeah, you want to get something on there maybe to help get a little bit of that wind evaporation out of the picture a
and if
bit.
You throw something like that on top, you'll be using less water.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep hold on to that water a little better and have it available to the seedlings. Be careful of peat though. Sometimes peat can be high in nitrogen.
It'll be too hot.
It can. And same with manure. If you're going to use manure in your soil before the prep, make sure it's aged manure. Absolutely.
There you go. Now I know Arkansas Valley Seeds, you don't deal in sod or anything like that there.
No, we do not.
Okay.
But we work with a lot of sod farms.
I was going to say, you do that, you work in them growing and things. If somebody wanted to sod a yard, Is there a drop off point? Like, you know, you got it all prepped, you got your fertilizer in and stuff like that. You don't throw seed. That's when you start, you know, once it's leveled, start laying the sod over it.
Correct. Right. Mm-hmm. With the sod, you need to be a little more careful as far as your laying of sod time than mm-hmm. you do seed. You need your sod to root in before winter.
Right.
If you can still pull that sod up and it's not rooted in at all, and
by winter you're in trouble.
Also recommend, even if it is rooted in with a new sod, if you did it in, you know, summer, I hope not, because it'd be hard to keep it alive, but
right,
you know,
right.
late summer, early fall, mm-hmm. you definitely should, on those weird Colorado days when we're 50s and 60s, get your hose out there and give it a little winter water.
Give it some water right
there.
Help
it get going in the spring.
All right. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, that's our program here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Wow. We'll get our final break out. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, huh, Laura?
Yeah.
We'll get our final break out of the road, and we'll be back with Dylan Pike, turf specialist, and Lauren Adams, the chief cook and bottle raw. Is that right? Would that be close enough? Window washer and all
close.
That? Pretty close.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ.
Yeah. Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting the country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Maybe you have that coworker that you're so jealous. Hey, it's Ann, and that was me. Here's why.
There
you know, you're
go.
Just bragging okay. that yes. you have a Roomba.
They're the greatest invention known to man next to the dishwasher. What do you mean?
I just think fancy people have those. I want one.
I'm fancy. Buy one.
You've never been in my house.
No, I have not.
It would
clean
one room because we've got all these levels. TTO is weekdays just after 8 o'clock, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted.
Welcome back as we close up shop here for this Tuesday on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ. Lauren Adams here, Dylan Pike, of course, with us. They're a turf specialist. We could sit here and talk about this for hours. I mean, is there anything in particular that maybe we haven't covered? Lauren, anything that you wanted to poke in there at?
Well, you know, I think we can just go back to the deep importance of soil health and soil quality. That if you're having problems with anything that's living in the ground, probably should take a look at the soil and your practices of making sure that that soil is healthy. Soil has to be healthy to produce things. Mm-hmm. In fact, we can tell a lot about what's going wrong with soils by the type of weeds that are growing in there. That'll give us an indication as to what might be going on. But nothing is better than a soil test.
You
know, get that soil test, get it to the local CSU extension. They'll make sure that gets tested.
And they'll explain it to you, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
don't
overthink it. Don't overthink the grass plant.
Just
take our advice and what you know about grass and go from there.
Sure.
It's not rocket science. It's grass. So
don't
overthink
it. It's not rocket science. There you go. It is
as always, we invite
grass.
You to come into the office. We've got our Denver office, of course, but we're not going to talk about them.
No.
We're at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Tony and I are always available there, one of us. I might be on the road, but Tony will be there if I'm not. And,
right.
We just love to talk about growing things, period, and with the turf things. And we've got great assets at our disposal. like Mr. Pike here, mm-hmm. who's got a tremendous wealth of knowledge and really valuable experience that applies to your lawn. And stop by, chat with us about your lawn, what your plans are for the upcoming season. Just real quickly, what can somebody do to help protect their lawn through the winter months?
Yeah. Winter water would be great. And a winter fertilizer, a winterizer would be great mm-hmm. too.
Is now a good time to get that out there?
You're a little late, but there's never a too late of time. Those mm-hmm. nutrients will be in the soil.
And do you recommend a certain 1846?
I would recommend probably a 21-0-21 or 30-0-6.
Let's explain what that is because some of
real
our
quick.
Listeners
right.
might not
okay.
know.
So that mm-hmm. is the NPK or the nitrogen phosphorus, potassium in mm-hmm. the analysis of the fertilizer. Oh. Yep.
All right. There you go. Dylan, thank you. You
of
bet.
Of course. Thanks
and if you have a question
me.
On that, you can always contact them at Arkansas Valley Seeds. Lauren, you've got a good guest scheduled for next week
we
for
do.
Our show.
Our
yes.
friend Arnold from the Rocky Ford Co-op is going to come in and chat with us. Get a little more information on him coming up on mm-hmm. our website, so you can look at that, put some questions in there. Again, that's avseeds.com/growing together. Get on there, check us out, make a comment about anything you want. Just let us know that you're listening mm-hmm. so we can keep going.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah,
so
or come by and visit us there in Rocky Ford, or you can call us 284-2. Nope.
Get it right.
719-254-7469. I had to say the whole thing.
7469. There you go. All right. And Dylan, again, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A lot of knowledge right there. And folks, if you do have any turf questions about your lawn, whatever the case might be, give them a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, call Lauren Arkansas or call Valley the Denver Seeds. Office. We're all happy to help.
Mm-hmm. And then next week, we'll be back with more Growing Together. Don't forget, I do have to mention this one more time because the elves make me. Okay,
right.
That's right. The elves tell me I have to do this.
Obey the elf.
Yes, because it is an elf that signs my paycheck around here. But we do have the Christmas cash giveaways going. Today's our first day. La Jolla Chiropractic, Dr. Vance Cole is our sponsor. And we've had so much things going on. We haven't got Santa in there to fire the queue as of yet, but it's going to be coming up here in about the next hour or something like that. Okay, so stick around. Once you hear that sounder, you'll know it when you hear it. Be our third caller, 384-234. We'll use 2345. We'll use that one. I'll use all of them. 384-2345, third caller, $50 in Christmas cash will be yours. We have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Like 14 days of this, 2 weeks worth anyway, coming up, and there will probably be more, so that Christmas sounder will be coming up. Again, thanks to Dylan Pike from Arkansas Valley Seeds, Mr. Lauren Adams as well. And I can't talk today. That's
not enough coffee, Pat.
I think that might be it. Not enough coffee. It's still warm out there. I'll be heading for the pot in just a moment. You bet. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. That wraps up Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back next Tuesday with more on the program as I stretch for a bit of time right here. Yep. It's going to get windy this afternoon. There you go. Thank you. It is noon. The news at noon comes up now.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400 KBLJ La Junta.